good morning or good afternoon, depending on where you're listening. This is Carrie O'Connor, and welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. This is the talk show where I share with you the wisdom and insights that I received through my intuitive vision. My show focuses on self-empowerment, and helping reclaim your divine heritage. I'm here for you during these accelerated times of change on the planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we all can get through this evolutionary jump that's literally written our DNA a little bit easier. This is what I love to do. And I welcome you to join me because it is a call-on show, and you can ask any question that you want, but I do encourage you to stick to the one question. I know we have many questions at this time. Many people are feeling the energetic shift, so we want to stay to one question. The number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. We open up those phone lines right after the first break. I want to talk about the May specials. We've just started May. We're on May 2nd. And for the month of May, we have a reading on all different lengths of readings. And this is either telephonic or in person. We have $40 off of 1 hour, $30 off of 45 minutes, $20 off of 30 minutes, and $10 off of 15 minutes. And so those are all live or in person, our telephone readings throughout the month of May. You can just think of 40, 30, 20, 10. And so when it goes along with the time, or you can think 15, you can reverse it. So you start at $40 off of the hour and just go again backwards. So the whole month of May, you got money off of readings. And all that you do is say that you heard it on KKNW, and you get that break. We also do the Mastering Manifesting Miracles class on Saturday night, the how-to guide. And you can purchase that MP3 and booklet. And the most important thing about that booklet, and you get to listen to the class. And so if you weren't able to join, you can listen to it and join it. And the booklet gives these exercises and attunements that I've been gathering for 12 years. And when I was creating this class, my guide said, give it all away. And they meant every single attunement, every single class that I've created over the last 15 years, it laid on a foundation. It was really amazing to watch it happen because it builds, it structures your physical body, your emotional body, your mental body, and your spiritual body to be the anchor, to be able to co-create a life that you want, to be able to be the vessel of the manifesting miracles. And that is our birthright. It's each and every single one of our birthrights. But the biggest thing that blocks us is that our roadways and pathways to communicate our heart's desires, which is literally in your heart, in your, what I call the heart signature, is clogged. It's clogged by our own thoughts, our own fears, our own emotions. They cause static as we radiate those out with every thought, word, and deed. And so that class, when they said to give it all away, and these classes over the years have cost anywhere from $111 to $150 to, and all of this now is for $33, it's not about the money, and it's about the foundation. It's about the times that we are living in right now. There's a lot of fear out there. There's a lot of emotional, mental garbage, to be honest, what it looks like to me. It's like this all staticky energy. And now, especially when Jesus said the theme of this year, 2011, is the time to create heaven on earth. And sometimes it's hard to think and create of heaven on earth when there's a lot of chaos out there. And so now it's a time for all of the light workers, all the body workers, and that includes each and every single one of you, to take more action, to take accountability, responsibility, to be disciplined about what we're doing with our energy, with every single thought, word, and deed. And so this class is literally the blueprints. It helps clear your physical body, the mental body, the emotional body, the spiritual body, and it opens up those doorways and pathways to communicate to spirit, to your guides, to your higher self, to the gods and angels, whatever you want to call it. It's all the same thing when you look at things as everything is energy. And so it's a very, very powerful class. And again, it's, you get the blueprints, they're described in detail, and they lay the foundation, the woodwork, the groundwork to be able to step into empowerment. And so they've worked for me wonderfully throughout the years. And my whole story is when I started downloading these, I was married and I had two kids and I was a housewife, and that was the space that I was in right now then. But the more I cleared my energy field, the more I got excited about these, the more I started sharing these with some friends, and the more I shared them with my friends, the more my whole life started changing around. And then I realized that I was encouraged to share them with more people. And so that brought me to where I am right now as far as reading the intuitive readings as part of my thing that I do. I read energy patterns. But my real important thing to my heart is to empower everybody. And the readings, again, help empower people to especially when we know where we're blocked. And I could look in the energy field and see you still have stuff in your third chakra and or your root chakra or your heart's closed down. All of that is to have the information is there to empower you, to not empower the story, not to empower our his or her stories and to put more energy into being blocked. It's for us to be able to go beyond the blocks because the energies that are on happening right now have the ability to, for us to step beyond our stories, to step beyond our fears. Unless we get to just tap into the fear energy, then we're feeling more of the I say that we could go through this process with grace or ease or kicking and screaming. And so you can tell yourself if you're doing grace or ease or kicking and screaming by how your life is going right now. And as I say a lot, we all have our bad hair days where we could really feel like everything is going wrong and we could really just be just having a human day. And that's where you want to give yourself a break. And again, to have the tools to be able to work with. And these give you the roadmap to get out of those bad hair days. And all of a sudden you'll find yourself having less and less of those days where you could just get pulled into the fear or pulled into the drama or pulled into the chaos. So, again, now more than ever is time to create heaven on earth and then your whole outside circumstances change. Because a lot of people start manifestation with their own desires first. They want the perfect relationship. They want more money. They want more flow in their life. This is where all those things happen when we start opening up those pathways in our heart. Those are a guarantee. Those are the easy-peasy kind of stuff after we get rid of all the blocks that we have in our energy field and all those pathways that have been collectively blocked for thousands and thousands of years. And so this is where we're in a real turning point to be able to clear the grids of the earth, the grids of the human subconscious patterns. And as we do that, our own personal desires is it happens also, and it doesn't mean that we can't desire more money, more health, and relationships, but those are the natural results of when we have easier, clearer communication with what we're putting out to the universal energies. And because everything is instant, we're starting to feel that more as far as time. Everyone's talking about time speeding up, and so everyone's feeling that. And so, again, we're realizing that with every thought, word, and deed, we're putting out our directions, our orders to the universe, and the universe has been called or compared to the short order cook, which takes everything literal. And so if we want to remember that our subconscious patterns also go out there, and if we're aware of some fears of us, and then you have an idea of how much energy your subconscious energy could be coming out, putting out to the universal order, to the short order cook, adding more of that static. And so the key is to just look at yourself as an observer. Take all your whole story and put it like as in a TV screen and be able to look with it and not get into the charges. And then when you're able to see that, you're able to change those patterns that are deeply ingrained with us. And so that class really helps. And so bottom line, it's the Mastering Manifesting Miracles is a very powerful pathway. You get an MP3, you get the booklet, and you have an ability to listen to the class to tune yourself in. And so that was exciting times. And also throughout the month of May, I've been guided to do free meditation classes, and this is where we're going to do it on the 10th and the 22nd weekend and the second Tuesday and the fourth Tuesday of May. I believe that's going to be the 9th, the 10th, 9th or the 14th. I don't know. I'll get the date straight. I'm working on my calendar, trying to go around my son's baseball games. So the bottom line is I've been guided to do free meditations and free classes, and it started out where I was going to be doing free readings, and part of it is going to be part of the readings, but I've been really guided, especially with the energy shift the last couple of weeks, that it is so important for us to gather together to clear off, again, our energy field, to really open up our hearts and to create heaven on earth now and to really put this energy out there because it literally creates energetic bridges. I see these bridges popping over the earth, and they look like golden arches. And those bridges, when I look down, they're a person, and I'll see them standing in their empowerment with their arms wide open and really standing in that power of mastery, that posture of mastery, what I call. And that's when we step beyond our limitations and really start stepping into our birthright, that we are all part of the creator, creative energy. And then it literally creates these bridges, and they connect to other light workers or other people that are working on the energy field. And these bridges are becoming more and more, meaning people are stepping more into their empowerment, and we're all connected and interconnected. So these bridges help other people that are just waking up, or they're so sick and tired of being sick and tired that they start taking more accountability and responsibility and realizing that they do direct their life, they do co-create their life, and so it helps them to do it faster, where it's like we've opened up the gates for people as people have done it for us for eons. The masters, the ascended masters have opened up the gates for us. And so now we're on this point of being able to help bridge and wake up a lot of people. A lot of people, again, are waking up and saying, hey, something's going on here. And so this is where we are going to help other people do it. So we're going to have some free meditation classes twice a month for 1 hour. And if you join on later, you still get the benefits of that, where we're going to work on these grids, these bridges to create more peace in our life, peace on earth, and create heaven on earth now. So we're going to open phone lines. That's my cue. You listen to the Carrie O'Connor Show. I'll be right back and help with my talking.
Are you ready to tap into the healer within? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the real doctor is the source that lives within you, that heals within you minute by minute every day? The healer within is the innate intelligence of the human body. When we cut our hand with a piece of glass, we don't have to command the body to close the wound and grow new skin. It knows how to heal itself. We do have to nourish the skin by disinfecting it and remove the glass, or it cannot heal. The innate healer relies upon us to assist in this healing process. Our role is to identify its needs, provide the substances required for the healing, and remove the obstacle. Contact us to achieve optimal health at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Tune into Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light love. Join us each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for Soul Purpose Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path.
Hey, have you heard about Foss Farms dressings? Foss Farms uses locally grown herbs and berries to create unique salad dressings that are a small slice of heaven. Unlike mass-produced salad dressings, they are made in small batches to protect the integrity of the unique tastes. Choose from raspberry, cranberry, blackberry, marionberry, and creamy herbal Provencal. All Foss Farms products are 100% vegan and are certified gluten-free and certified kosher. Go to FossFarmsInc.com.
Lower back pain. What is it costing you? Lost wages, repeated doctor visits, painkillers that don't work, just not doing the things you love. The newly patented VacuPractor relieves that pain simply, inexpensively, and from the privacy of your own home. The patented VacuPractor works using vacuum pressure. This pressure stretches muscles, restoring the proper nerve function and reducing the possibility of disc failure. Finally, a simple, effective treatment that works.
For more information about the VacuPractor or to order yours, call 800-676-9320 or visit VacuPractor.com.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I'm Carrie O'Connor, and I'm here to the top of the hour, and we're taking your phone calls. You can call 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. And Benny, speaking of phone lines, why don't we go to those?
Sounds like a plan there, Carrie. Let's start things off with Casey. She's calling in from Seattle. She's going through some health issues right now, and she recently was at the hospital, and the doctor said kidneys in the beginning, but now they're not quite sure. They're wondering if you have a vision on it. So, Casey, welcome to the show. What's exactly going on with you?
Hi. Well, I got diagnosed with a kidney infection like about 9 days ago, actually, and they put me on an antibiotic for it. And then last night I went to the ER again because it's still like I'm still having some pain and some difficulties with it. And I thought I shouldn't be having that after my antibiotic is pretty much done. Mm-hmm. And so then they said that it was just abdominal pain last night. And then they thought that it might be something with my digestive system. Mm-hmm. And like, I'm just wondering what you're seeing for it and if you see this clearing up soon, because I had an offer to go to Europe around May 21st, So I'm wondering if I'm going to be better by then.
Yeah, when I'm looking at your what you're clearing right now and casing, a lot of people are doing it. People are experiencing these physical symptoms, or they're experiencing mental symptoms or emotional symptoms. And so the first place you're bringing me is to the right side of your energy field. So that means happening right now, connected to male-male relationships, father-father lineage. And I see grief written all over your third chakra. So you're processing grief, old grief, ancient grief. And I do see going to Europe would be like a great big Band-Aid or aloe to your skin. So I do see that you're going to be able to go to Europe. And as far as the digestive, a lot of times I see them saying that they're probably going to say you have colitis, and a lot of people have that, and it can be very painful. And that, I know one person said to my daughter when she was getting her stomach checked out, by the time we're 18 or 19, usually some of us experience, most of all of us experience some bout of colitis, which is really just the colon acting inflamed, right? And so don't get hung up on the diagnosis. The best thing I'm seeing for you is taking like a half tablespoon of baking soda, lemon juice, and 4 ounces of water. It acts like an alkaline. It actually acts like an Alka-Seltzer, but it really helps create gets rid of the acid stuff in your stomach. And I do see that you did have a kidney infection, and so that was cleared. It was like UTI that went up to the kidney infection. And the whole thing is that the bottom line, emotionally, mentally, when I look at your third chakra, it looks like you're 7 to 9 months pregnant. And so you really want to do grounding exercises. You want to connect to the earth. You literally want to feel yourself going down to the center of the earth. I give out free energy exercises, and I created this new grounding one that is very powerful that the guides gave me. And it's people are having really good results with it, because especially when somebody looks like they're energetically pregnant, that's going to clog up all the energy, and it can go down to physical symptoms. Absolutely. Everything starts energetically, and our physical body is just denser energy. And so you're clearing out old patterns again of grief. And this goes way back, even including past lives. But if you don't believe in past lives, just think of by the time you're 3 years old, I'm seeing you bending forward and putting your right hand over your stomach like the wind getting kicked out of you. So think of any time where you've had disappointment or feeling the rug got pulled out underneath you, physically, mentally, emotionally, and you're, again, learning to process it. That's where I see it, that Europe is like a soul retrieval experience for yourself. So don't bend forward and think, oh, my gosh, I'm not going to be well for Europe. Just think of, I'm going to take the steps. And I'd also get, like, I see pain. Gas pockets can cause tremendous amount of pain where people have thought they had heart attacks down to excruciating pain. So take any kind of gas relief kind of thing, and also any kind of anti-inflammatory. And slippery elm tea is really good for clearing digestive tract stuff, as far as it creates a coating, and it helps the cilia, where a lot of the medication that they give for digestive tract stuff, it stops the cilia from going. It's only a temporary thing, and it's actually not good for you at all. So the baking soda is just like an Alka-Seltzer. That's what Alka-Seltzer is. And so that will really calm the stomach down. And then I'm also seeing dietary stuff with you. So definitely look at your diet. Actually, I really wait a minute. Gosh, when I tapped into your energy more, I felt like I was going to vomit, to be honest. So you're, wow, make sure you drink a lot of water. You're really dehydrated right now.
Okay.
Have you not been able to drink water, or you don't like drinking it?
I don't know. I just have such a hard time drinking it. I don't know why. Like,
I would make sure, because I literally felt like I was going to have to drop the phone and run to the bathroom and vomit, and not to get descriptive, but I'm really going through this period of really picking up on people's stuff. Excuse me.
But
part of it, it's okay. So this is my gig. It's not yours. It's giving me information. And part of that's, again, beyond the grief, it's like the gall of it, the bile of the earth, the gall of it. And this is, again, an old relief. So you really want to take care of your body and do anything to drink water. If you had to add lemon juice to it, water is like our natural detoxer. And when you're going through a period like this, I'm literally seeing like the kidney infection was the cause of it. Could have helped, like, so not have enough water. I'm not doing finger wagging. This is just information for you to say that this is a huge period of change in your life and taking it down to the physical. And so think of water as your nectar. It's like your it's all of ours. And so it's really important for you to drink water, and don't count any kind of juices or anything like that, coffee, teas. We should be drinking 3 to 4 liters a day. That means all of us, and especially if we're going through a detox period. So, again, add orange to it. Like, I always spray lemons to it. I get fresh lemon or lemon essential oil, and I'll put it in my water so it tastes lemony. And then it also has the added benefit of creating an extra alkalinity, because lemon and oranges have our create alkalinity in our body. And when our body is too acid, it really throws us all off, and that's how disease is born. So you really want to get that that thing going, because again, there's like a almost like where it could come into a real GERD thing with you, and this is where you want to bypass that, and you could totally bypass it. So think of the kidney infection was a big wake up call to realize that you're going through this real clearing of the third chakra, to really get into doing grounding exercises, get into doing energy and maintenance is so important for every single one of us. If we don't, it's not like not washing our hair or brushing our teeth, and so especially when you're sensitive and going through that down.
How much baking soda did you say?
A quarter to a half of a teaspoon. So try a quarter first, and then lemon and 4 ounces of water. And if that doesn't do the trick, then just try a half a teaspoon.
Okay, and then do you think I should go back to the doctor for this?
The only thing with the doctors, I would go, if anything, I'd go to a naturopath, because I've heard of many people going on that Prilosec or those other things that they give the people, and it literally shuts down their ability to make cilia if they have to use it for a long time. It's the first thing that they do it, give it to them, and then they get up into more troubles. It's a temporary Band-Aid, and then they end up with issues. So if you're going to go to any doctor, I'd really encourage you to go to a naturopath doctor. But, of course, if you feel, that you need to go to the hospital or a doctor, then, of course, follow your own thing. But I've heard so many people that have had troubles when they a lot of times colitis and dietary stuff, we can make some changes and shifts. And I also am seeing for you to stay away from dairy products. And so you're going through this real sensitive period. And a lot of us are all of a sudden people that have been able to take something or eat something, they're noticing they can't. We were just talking about this in this class. With one woman said she's down to things that she loves she can't even tolerate anymore. And so we're becoming more sensitive to everything we ingest, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. And so when we adjust, what your body's saying to me is like the gall and bile of like the world and the people, and like the gall of the people, the bile, it's just like the toxicity around you. And so you're picking up a lot of it and of other people's bile. That means their toxicity. And so it's storing in your stomach. And then part of it's creating, acting like a tuning fork and pulling up past grief in your energy field. So if you work with that proactively and say, okay, I'm releasing grief in any direction, space of time, and I'm really making sure I ground, I'm increasing my water, and it's all about taking care of Casey and supporting Casey down to the physical level. Okay?
Right. Okay, so you see me being ready by May 21st?
Yes, absolutely. I would go out and buy slippery elm tea, and I'd start the baking soda thing today. And the slippery elm is really good for the digestive tract. And, again, if you could see a naturopath or go to a natural food store and say what's good for, my symptoms, a lot of those people are very, very good with giving information out. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much. That was so helpful.
You're welcome.
Casey, let me just jump in here. There is actually, you are in the local Seattle area, and Dr. Pat has a sponsor of her show. It's called Urban Wellness, and it's located in Kirkland. And Katya is the owner over there. If you're welcome to visit her website, and it's Urban Wellness with an H, if you want to try that out. And they're not too far away from you.
And to go to her, I've never had her before or met with her, but I've read her energy because I've seen her as a sponsor, and she's got wonderful energy. So I'd highly recommend. I don't have a personal experience, but she's got great energy. So
all right, good. Casey.
Okay, so how's the website spelled?
It's Urban, H-E-R-B-A-N, like herbs, Urban Wellness.
Wellness.com?
You got it.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. And good luck to you, Casey. And Carrie, I think we'll head off to a break. Any parting words before we do that?
May you align with the divine as I get some water. Everyone drink some water.
Have you asked your dentist about periodontal disease? 3 out of 4 adults in Seattle unknowingly suffer from this painless but progressive infection caused by bacterial plaque. If not carefully treated, these bacteria can infect your gums, deteriorating the tissue and causing tooth loss. At Pacific Northwest Periodontics and Implant Dentistry, we offer a different kind of patient experience, providing the highest level of perio care within a relaxing environment. After a thorough examination, our doctors will take the time to understand your needs, address your concerns, and review a variety of treatment options with you. Our goal is to work with you to ensure the integrity of your dental health. Don't allow periodontal disease to take your teeth. Call Pacific Northwest Periodontics at 206-575-1086 to schedule an appointment. Or to learn more about periodontics, visit us online at pnwperio.com.
Imagine you had a way to protect yourself from cancer, depression, disease,
and dispel the nastiest bugs that attempt to hide undetected. Take a moment to wonder, how does that feel? How powerful? Did you know that enough golden sunlight produces vitamin D in your body to protect itself against disease? Producing enough vitamin D can kill cancer, even help with weight loss. This amazing little vitamin is actually not a vitamin at all, but a powerhouse of protection that can activate your body's innate healing ability, but only if you have enough in your blood to shine the light. Tune in to award-winning author Dr. Lucinda Messer as she shares how you can harness the power of sunlight to create a healthy body and mind. Her book, Powerful Medicine, Vitamin D, Shedding Light on a Worldwide Health Crisis, is like having a vitamin D expert on hand to answer all your health questions. For more information, visit PowerfulD.com.
Are you ready for a joyful and successful realty experience? Today's real estate market is challenging, complex, and constantly changing, and is one of the best times in years to buy or sell a home. But you'll need to find the right person to help you on your journey, one who understands the opportunities and will make this the best experience of your life. Kathy Stauff is just that person, an experienced real estate agent who knows the pitfalls, can spot the red flags, and guide you to a successful, positive purchase or sale. Kathy Stauff can spot the real deals, saving you time chasing a listing only to find it's not available. Known as the positive real estate agent, Kathy will make your next sale or purchase easy, fun, and successful. Start this journey with positive energy. Call Kathy at 206-276-1070. That's 206-276-1070. Or visit PositivePathHome.com. PositivePathHome.com for the most positive realty experience of your life.
Carrie O'Connor Show, and I'm Carrie O'Connor. To the top of the hour, we're taking phone calls. And Benny, why don't we go to those phone calls?
Yeah, sounds like a plan. And let's take Susan. She's calling in from Seattle. There's another Susan on hold. She's actually from Issaquah, but we're going to take Susan from Seattle first. She's got an up-and-coming move in the works, and she wants to know what you see for that. So Susan from Seattle, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
Hello, Carrie. Thank you so much for being there for all of us.
Oh, you're welcome. So what's going on, Susan?
Well, I've got a change in my life coming up and an upcoming move, and I'm both excited and a little nervous and wondering, my name is on a list, and I've reached the top of the list, and I'm wondering if there's going to be a home available for us within the 30 days we have to look.
Actually, is it 30 days within the first week of June?
Oh, could be. I don't. I haven't received the official announcement quite yet. But
okay.
I've been led in the direction that it's coming soon.
Yep. That's what I'm seeing too. So I'm affirming that for you. So the major thing I'm seeing the whole right side of your endothelial is this real deep evergreen green period coming in, and it looks like I'm even smelling grass, fresh cut grass, and it's all underneath your feet. So think of this as a healing time, a great time, and whenever I see that color or energy, it's just, and it's covers from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. So that's entering, covering all the chakras, and so that's a really good period, a good time, a healing time, a good move, a smooth move, and it's not only the moving department, it's more of every direction of your life, and the biggest thing is how you see yourself, how you define yourself, and really you cleared out a lot of stuff, and so you're really entering in this healing process of seeing the physical manifestation of when we heal our core issues, when we really work on our those limiting patterns that we are we come in with, then we start witnessing it in our outside world. That's so that we got to put the directions in ourselves, clear out our stuff. And so this is, you're entering a period of seeing, changing the core beliefs and changing generational patterns and all that. And so now you're going to be witnessing it in every single department of your life. So that's good. So keep up the good work, and that green is very grounding is what I'm seeing, and that's where I'm you've been having a lot of high hopes, and I'm seeing a lot of balloons into the past where they weren't able to get grounded, and some part of it's timing, part of it's cosmic timing, part of it's divine timing, part of it's just a plain old timing, and now you're entering this real period of being able to deliver those. When I see them turning into balls that go right down underneath somebody's feet, that's my period of making major connections. That's really good for you. All right, so congratulations for yourself, and keep up the good work. And definitely, I'd work with that real green, evergreen stuff. I keep on smelling that. That's a very good smell for you right now, as far as aromatherapy. All right, Susan.
And Carrie, you do see an actual home that will be available for us.
Yes. And again, keep on. You're showing me the home, so you're manifesting it, and you have it in the right side. So the gig now is to not bend forward. Just keep your arms wide open. When we start bending forward, we get into the crises, actually like pains that look to me in the window. It looks like window panes in the energy field that blocks it. And then we can see through it, so we can feel it, sense it, and almost taste it. And then we wonder, why isn't it coming in, or when is it coming in? Now just get into feeling the home. See, what are you going to bring into it? Start clearing out stuff that you don't want to pack. So be the homeowner. Start doing the stuff to make it. What are you going to bring into your new home? Start feeling it literally with your heart. We don't manifest with our head. Our head splits things and adds static, and then we wonder why things hover out there. Feel it with your heart, and then that green thing is going down to your feet, which is manifesting. So that's a good thing. All right.
So that's grounding.
Absolutely. And
I'm learning. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome.
And you're looking at June.
Yes, what I'm seeing is that either you get the information in June or the first week of June, where it tells you when you're going to come in. Something about the first week of June is very, very significant, because I see a door opening, and it's like and this all this gold energy coming through. So that's considering that it's what, May 1st or 2nd. So start going through your life, and absolutely. And that also is saying to the universe, it is very literal, that you are being prepared. You're ready. So start clearing out stuff that you want to take. And I'm also hearing lighten up the load. Really clear out stuff that you don't want to have anymore. A lot of stuff has energy, and we don't understand that. We're bringing some energy things that we could let go or need to let go. So really spend this time as far as saying, is it really necessary? Because we could all use a benefit in that, a good spring cleaning. So it's a great time to do that literally, energetically, spring cleaning, and to really lighten the load of what you're going to move, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. You keep up the good work, okay, hon?
Thanks, Susan, very much for calling in. Let's quickly jump off to another Susan. We have now Susan calling in from Issaquah. She's got a career question for you there, Carrie. She has a job, but wants to know what maybe the future is in that position right now. So, Susan from Issaquah, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Hi, Carrie. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. How are you, Susan?
I'm doing great, thanks. I have a job, and I'm wanting to see if that's going to, I'm going to stay in this position, or if I'm going to be moving.
Okay. I'm looking in, your energy immediately brought me from April. You started your energy field showing me this ball coming around, like this, which means an opportunity, or you started consciously or subconsciously saying something's got to change, something's got to move, or I want to change or move, and then your energy pulls me to August of this year, and then I see this ball, which looks like a change of a job, getting handed it to you on your hands, and I'm seeing you smiling. So it's either a literal, it feels more like a literal change of a different job coming in, but it's nothing like forced out. You have a big smile on your face. And so are you already looking at different positions that you would love to have, or something opened up in April this past month that you're saying, wow, that's something, the direction I'd like to go into?
I've been giving it some serious thought, so I have, but I have not come up with anything because I'm super busy with putting a house on my home on the market as well. So I have to focus on the house first and the job second at the moment, but the job is becoming more of them.
Okay. Energetically, we're putting energy into everything at the same time. You know what I mean? And so when I'm watching this ball coming in, it's a job opportunity, or that seems to be again, a change of job that you seem very happy with. And a lot of times when we start shifting in one area, so you're making a move and you're making a shift in a move, then all of a sudden that energy goes over to the other areas because, again, everything's connected and interconnected. So when we feel good about something and get excited about something, then we're putting more energy into, you know what, make this a good move across the board. So it goes into what I want to do as far as job-wise. And especially when I see something like handed to you, your energy's not split. You don't have these great big question marks and over your head like, would I like this? Would this resonate with me? It's like you have a smile on your face, and it's a big ball that looks like all gold, and that means to me golden opportunities that really feeds your third chakra. That's all about self-esteem, self-worth, feeding your subconscious. And again, it seems like it comes out and rolls right into your lap. So, and that's a wonderful thing. And that is, again, everything in your life. When I see gold, that's golden opportunities entering into the 3D world. And it's really, it turns into this gold liquid that goes down your legs, and then it turns into what I call the yellow brick road, which means golden opportunities. And that means grounding them in the physical 3D world. We could have all these hopes. We could have all these desires. And the birthing process of them is where a lot of us get stuck. We can't bring them down to the birthing process because they just go through this whole pattern that I get into as far as how to manifest. And so you're doing major things, especially from April through August is a real stretching period of time for you. It's going below your heart chakra into going into the delivery process as far as going through the first, second, and third chakra. So it's good.
So do you feel this the job opportunity is with a different company?
Yes, it does look like it's with a different company. And you're handed the information. So leave yourself wide open to listening to things, pay attention to people's conversations, pay attention to when, and especially feel it, when all of a sudden you hear something and you feel your heart go boom, boom, or you think, wow, that sounds good, and you feel light about something, then follow the information up with it to see what's going on there. So, and it's within your field of expertise, and it's just like a stepping stone that seems the natural stepping stone. And remember, when we are in that posture of having clean, clear energy fields, we pull stuff toward us. We magnetize the stuff. Opportunities come toward us, literally. And so the clearer we are, the more we're standing in that posture of mastery where we're not bending forward, where we're not creating those window pane blocks, that we're not holding our past onto us, where energy is not split in half, the more we literally become miracle magnets. And that means what our heart's desires are all within our energy field. Our thing is being able to get the static out of it. And the static is part of our programming. Each and every single one of us, we come in with staticky programming. That's part of the human experience, is to get out of the static, which is duality, which is a veil. We could call it all different things. Step beyond those limiting thought patterns, and then all of a sudden everything else changes in our life. And so that's what I'm watching you enter into. And I'd work with gold. I'd literally see your spine and everything as gold and bring with gold energy. That would be very good for you right now. Okay?
You mean work with gold?
Call in the gold energy. Work with gold. I give out free energy exercises. Take a look at them, and I'll say this over and over again. If people aren't doing energy, if they want to accelerate anything, energy exercises are the key. It's like if we don't do them, it's like not taking a shower, not taking a bath, or brushing our teeth. And so considering that our physical body is like 0.01% of our energy fields, messages going out, that 99% of our energy fields is it's when it gets all pulled in, or I'm looking at people that have like a lot of knots, or they're just have a lot of generational patterns, the subconscious patterns, give the directions to the short order cook, the universe, more than ourself, our higher self essence, then it makes things harder. Why does it seem that some people have things really easy and other people have to struggle? So the key is always within their energy field. Some people that have it, that have like the Midas touch, they literally know that things will make happen for themselves. My son has it since he was little. He just knew things would fall in place, and he just has this energy of he doesn't have a doubt. It like goes beyond like the doubting thing, or his mind doesn't split with it. And I've been seeing him do this since he's been 3 years old. He'd go to a raffle and put in tickets into 14 baskets, and he'd win 11 out of 14. And he just didn't understand the thing of not bringing it toward him. And those baskets that he didn't win were something like garden gloves, where a 3 to 6 year old didn't care for him. And so people, we all have that ability to bring that stuff toward us. It's literally pathways within our energy field. When we start seeing, feeling, and sensing this world we live in as energetic, which it is, then we start changing every single aspect of our life, and then we start, it reflects that back to us. And so you're entering this real goals period. That means golden opportunities. Gold is, again, the third chakra, self-esteem, self-worth, and bringing it down into the physical world. So that's a good thing, okay?
Great thing. Thank you so much, Carrie.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Keep up the good work. And we're going back to a break. You listen to the Carrie O'Connor Show. We'll be right back.
As many as 96% of Americans are extremely deficient in iodine. Hi, this is Paul from Seeing Earth Nutrition. Thankfully, there's a simple step many of us are already taking to help boost the protective benefits of iodine within the thyroid and literally every cell within our body, Emerald C. Emerald C is a rich and rare natural source of iodine from the most nutrient-dense species of seaweed on the planet. If there's enough iodine in our bodies, radioactive fallout is no longer able to concentrate in the thyroid and it will simply pass through. This is just one of the many benefits of natural, food-based iodine. It not only helps to ensure proper operation of the thyroid and our entire endocrine system, it helps to protect this vital gland from the dangers of radioactive fallout. Knowing this, we can take prudent precautionary steps to protect ourselves and loved ones from any potential radioactive dangers, including those we already face every day. To purchase Emerald C, visit C, that's S-E-A, and earth.com.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based Reservatrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage Reservatrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest Reservatrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at www.reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, Whole Foods Market. Visit Reservage.com and feel vitality today.
Lower back pain can be a real pain in the, well, you know. The newly patented Vacupractor relieves that pain simply, inexpensively, and from the privacy of your own home for just $59.95. Listen to what Brad and Dottie have to say about their Vacupractors.
The Vacupractor is amazing. I've had back pain for so long, it's taking time to adjust to not having the pain there.
Each time I've used my Vacupractor, I've gotten instant relief. I would recommend anyone with stiff disc and lower back pain give the Vacupractor a try.
Vacupractor is just a one-time cost of $59.95. And you can use it whenever you need in your own home. How does it work? Simple. The Vacupractor uses vacuum pressure. It stretches muscles, restoring proper nerve function and reducing the possibility of disc failure. Finally, a simple, effective treatment for lower back pain that really works.
For more information about the Vacupractor or to order yours, call 800-676-9320 or visit vacupractor.com.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I'm Carrie O'Connor, and I'm with you to the top of the hour, and we're taking phone calls. And so, Benny, why don't we go back to the phone line?
Sure, let's take Mary. She's calling in from Seattle. She's got some career choices maybe on the way or in the future or now. She's kind of in a decisive point right now. Let's see if we can help her out. So, Mary, give us a little more detail on what's going on with you.
Thank you, Benny. Hi, Carrie.
Hi.
I'm reinventing myself and moving far away from where I live presently, and I'm just wondering, I've been in the field of, craniosacral and art process, mm-hmm. and hospice, and I'm wondering if any of those things are going to come with me.
Mm-hmm. And you said art?
Yes, it's a process.
Art. Okay, process.
To discover parts of ourselves.
Okay, all right. I'm seeing definitely the cranial sacral part. Now, do you combine, like, the cranial sacral, and do you have them do some form of art, creative visualization, when you're doing cranial sacral?
I have not.
Okay, because I saw this person on the table, and I see you combining, like, all of these. So think of the hospice work turns into, instead of hospice of critical care, or that you know that it's for the person's at the end of their life, it's more of hospice toward people of dying in the sense of physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. Because a lot of people take in your experience with working with death and dying and expanding upon it, Mary, like really realizing that many people right now are feeling like they're going through this physical, mental, emotional death, and that part of what we're doing is dying, is the ego is dying off to allow us to really rebirth and stepping into, like what you said, reinventing yourself. So I see, like, it's like this big umbrella that has, like, hospice spread out, but it's more of you putting your own unique spin on doing therapy that is, and it's even maybe taking some cranial sacral points that you know would help open up people. I see you divining, like, making your own thing. Whenever I see a great big thumbprint and I hear unique design or unique thumbprint, that means to me you take the things that you've been working with and you, like, add stuff up, new things in, you revise them, and then it's like your own form. Just like with my intuitive light stream lives or balancing, I came up with the word, or I was given the word intuitive light stream balancing or readings, because I didn't want to say psychic readings. I didn't want to say medium. I didn't want to say energy reader, because I can do all the three of them and more. You know, I read energy fields. And so that word covers everything. And I'm sharing that with you because I'm seeing the same thing of what you're doing, taking your past, taking your history, experience, but to expanding upon, again, hospice and really helping with people with more of the emotional, mental deaths that we're experiencing versus physical deaths. So you can be stepping away from physically working with hospice people, but more helping people in, like, a soul retrieval kind of aspect. And again, cranial sacral, taking some of the spots of the moves, or explaining to people how to do certain, even it could even be acupuncture points or whatever. I'm seeing different things that open up the cranial fluid, and then you could even be teaching them how to move the fluid throughout their emotional, mental body. So it's a shift in what you already have experienced in your history, and I do see you expand on the art. And so it's like really stepping into, like I said, the class that I did with the manifesting miracles is a combination of every single attunement, every single thing that I've been downloaded that has helped me continue to grow and grow. It has given me a foundation to ground deeper, to increase my intuition, it's everything. It's the blueprints of my energy field, and it has absolutely worked amazingly for myself and also anybody that has followed through. And so it gives, like, it's like an architecture blueprint of one doorway to step into empowerment. And there's not any one right doorway. There's many doorways, but this absolutely has worked for me and many other people that has followed them. And I'm seeing you again doing something similar. We take our history, we take what we love, we take what gives us passion, what gets us excited, and then we deliver it out through your heart. So start paying attention to what makes you feel passionate, excited, what gets you really jazzed up about things, and you're redesigning it your own way, just as you're reinventing your way, like reinventing your career. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay.
You're welcome. Keep up the good work, and congratulations on your reinventing. Great
yes.
time to do it.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
All right, Terry.
Okay. You have a good day.
I am. You too.
Okay. And I think Benny might be doing traffic.
Yep, sorry about that, Carrie. I am back now.
I just finished.
That's cool. Let's go ahead and we can just jump to the phone lines here. And I apologize for leaving the studio there for momentarily. I've got a lot of duties here, so let's take a call actually live on the air. Welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. Hi, you're live on the air. What's your name?
Hi, this is Janice.
Hey, Janice. You called me earlier, so welcome back. I'm glad I got you.
Yes, I got cut off. So
great, that's okay.
Wonderful.
Well, I appreciate you calling back. So explain to Carrie, since I lost my information, actually I ran out of the studio too. Everything kind of all happened at once. So explain to Carrie what's going on with you and the question from you.
My husband is, his career, his position is ending, so he's taking retirement. But I don't think he's really ready to retire, and I just wondered if something else is going to come up for him.
Okay. What I see, Janice, I see you taking like three or four steps back because I see your husband extending his arms, and it's almost like he's trying to walk on this straight line. So what that shows me is that there's a part of him that he has to figure out himself that he's not ready to retire. And almost like he does need a break of a couple of months to step in this. It's like almost kind of like learning how to walk again when we're making a major change in our life. It's interesting because he keeps on showing me he's like trying to walk on this straight line. So there's a part of him that imagine just doing the all the right things or the right moves, and then he has the freedom of not having to do that, not having to get up and all of that kind of thing. And it seems to me like he needs a couple of month break of not having to, he definitely shows me that his job was getting into what I call more of the time to make the donut, or he could even be feeling, I'm watching the words grief over his stomach, grief of being, making a transition, and old grief stuff can be coming up for him physically, mentally, emotionally, because when we make a major change, things come up. So it's like I literally am watching his energy, learning how to walk. It looks like a cult learning how to walk when they first are born. And again, I keep on seeing two to three or 2 to 4 months afterwards. And so I see you literally stepping back, so meaning, and you open up your arms like holding space. So you could know him and say, you know what, this retirement's not going to do. He's not going to get into it. Just hold space for him. Just let him figure it out, because there is a part of him that does need a break. And then as he gets this break, especially when it gets into September, I watch his whole left side of his energy field opening up, taking a 180-degree turn, and then he starts looking at things differently and really reviewing the past, thinking of what he liked to do in the past, what he could have put off on the shelf and said, this is something I want to come into, like some real passion. And then he realized, you know what, I could go and do this and incorporate this or that. Or my father, when he retired, he was a principal of a school of 700 kids and of an elementary school. And he decided after he retired, he stayed home for a while. Then he went to go work in a package store as the, like, cashier thing, the person, because he and he helped the guy. It was a friend of his, my sister's, that owned the place. And so he did his managerial experience, but it wasn't about the money. It was more about him getting out, and he helped him with employees and all this other stuff. But he was, technically, he was like a cashier. So all of a sudden, my father's face popped into his head. So he could have a business opportunity of somebody that's around him that could be connected through family and friends that he gets involved with, but he has the flexibility of deciding what he wants to do. The beauty of what my father did was he, being the cashier, being willing to be the bottle guy or the lottery guy or helping with schedules and how to help this guy learn to deal with employees when they were arguing or whatever. He wore many hats, and so I see your husband doing something like that. So an opportunity could come in with him that he's kind of dived into it, or it's offered to him, and that he, again, doesn't have to sit in one place where he could feel restricted. Right now, I see his root energy and his legs are very, very shaky. So he's like he needs a break for a while just to be able to unplug these fry himself, actually, and there's a part of his right side of his energy field that I see his heart, like it looks like a window shade that's pulled down, and so that means to me his deepest heart's desires, and his head is down kind of like in a shame posture or in slash reflective period. So again, the best thing that you could do is give him support. It's like in shamanism they call it holding space for somebody, and that's whenever I see a symbol of our arms wide open where we could have our opinions, that we could know our spouses and know how they are, know how they're wired, and but this is not a time for that. It's like being able to be supportive, allow him to figure things out for himself, and knowing that you're there holding your arms wide open, meaning that I'll catch you if you feel like you're falling and making major changes, and or that you feel kind of shaky when you're realizing that you're retired. But there is a real sense of needing a break, and then things coming up to him. All righty? And I heard my great cue. Okay, have a great day. Thanks for your call. And this is my cue to go. And so until next week, may you align with the divine.